Arizona spends less on public health than almost any other state, but does that translate into poorer health for its citizens? Arizona Republic Health reporter Stephanie Innes looked into this by using figures from the State Health Access Data Assistance Center, and she joins me now. Stephanie, how has Arizona's public health spending per capita changed over the past several years?
So this analysis found that, and this is, we're only talking about the state's investment, they found it was $10 per person. Interestingly, in 2007, it was actually $20 per person. And Arizona didn't rank all that high at that time. Most states were spending more on public health at that time, but Arizona was spending $20 per person. So that's twice the level in 2007 versus 11 years later, because this is 2018 numbers.
Stephanie, what has the state prioritized as far as what is it spending this money on?
So we're talking about the Arizona Department of Health Services, and some people get confused about what is public health versus health care. We're not talking about treatment and health care and doctors here. We're talking about prevention. So this is money that's going to our state health department, which focuses on disease prevention and keeping everybody healthy in a way that's equal, so not preferring any one population over another.
So when it comes to where the money for public health comes from, is there a process to go through where Arizona has to ask the feds for a certain amount of money? Can you explain that for us?
Sure, yeah. So the money I looked at in terms of public health spending was the state's investment, so what Arizona, what the legislature and the governor decide to spend. However, as you mentioned, public health spending or public health money comes from a variety of sources. Most of it actually comes from the CDC. However, you know, when I was looking at these numbers, I asked people, so why is the state's spending important? And that's because a state investment in public health shows a political willingness to have an infrastructure, you know, that supports disease prevention and crisis preparedness for things like COVID-19. We do get federal money. We rank about 34th or 30, I think it's 36th in the country for our CDC money that we get. And that's mostly in the form of grants that we apply to. It's also for specific things like, for instance, Valley Fever, mm-hmm. we get funding from the CDC for. And, you know, the state money is more flexible, whereas CDC is usually tied to a specific thing.
Obviously, you mentioned COVID-19. That is such a focus of all of our lives right now. One thing the lawmakers did do was approve more than $50 million in emergency funding related to the coronavirus. Can you put that in perspective for us when it comes to how much, and I know these are 2020 numbers as opposed to 2018, but how much does $50 million seem like in the big picture of public health spending in Arizona?
Arizona Department of Health Services has a budget of $480 million approximately right now. $50 million is a lot of money, and it's helpful in something like COVID-19. What I'm told from public health experts is that you don't want to be always having emergency funding, however, for, you know, every time you have a crisis. It's better to have the right systems in place so that you don't need that emergency funding. And also, one of the problems with emergency funding is it often allows you to maybe hire somebody else to do work that needs to be done, but it's not a great way to recruit and retain highly skilled employees or prevent future problems like future pandemics. It's a way to deal with what you're facing immediately, but it's not a great long-term solution.
I think we know this from all sorts of different policies that K-12 spending, there's no question that almost everyone believes that it's been an underfunded system, but just adding more money doesn't solve things. So can you talk a bit more about as far as what policy actually matters in terms of how you spend as opposed to just having the money available?
The fact that you bring up education is really interesting, because one of the things Arizona consistently has not done well on in terms of health indicators and health outcomes is that it does not have as good a high school graduation rate. So not as many people here are graduating high school as in other states in terms of percentage-wise, and that has been shown to lead to worse health outcomes. So, you know, because people aren't graduating high school, they're not making as much money, and often lower income and poverty can lead to poor health outcomes. And that's the kind of thing that public health is trying to prevent.
Does a pandemic like this change the thinking in terms of, or could it change the thinking when it comes to this sort of thing? Or is it also possible people see this as a once in a 100 year event and let's not worry about it quite as much?
Yeah, I mean, I think both those scenarios are possible. I think one thing that COVID-19 has helped is draw attention to public health. I mean, would any of us have known what contact tracer was a month ago?
Right.
And now it's just part of our regular, you know, speaking language, and same with flatten the curve. No one was talking about that a month or two ago. So I think both those things show that people are more aware of public health. I think an important thing to note is that right now we have a lot more people who are dealing with unemployment and possibly facing poverty. And that's where public health is going to become really important. You know, an uptick in poverty and unemployment puts people at higher risk for poor health outcomes. And we certainly don't want that for Arizona. So I think that any attention on public health is always helpful in that regard.
That is Stephanie Innes. She is a healthcare reporter for the Arizona Republic. We've been talking about her new story about Arizona's public health spending. Stephanie, thank you as always. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Steve.